Okay, I'm actually going to try to record again here. This is actually my third attempt. And I was driving to lunch. Still am. Well, now I'm kind of driving back from lunch. But and I kept... I would be on a roll, and then something would happen, and I'd have to stop, and I'd get distracted, and then I'd forget what I was talking about. So in theory, I should be able to maintain a thought here. What I wanted to talk a little bit about is something that's come up a couple of times in the last few days. And so I thought, well, maybe this would be something interesting to audioboo. If you don't know me very well, and we haven't talked very much, then you're probably not going to know this about me, because I don't blog about it, really. Every now and then I'll rant a little bit on Twitter about something, and so you may have sort of picked it up there. But if this were 1983, I'm kind of a little bit of what you might call then a survivalist. Most people today don't really like the term survivalist if they're someone like myself. I don't mind it so much. To me, it's very appropriate. But the reason is because the word survivalist sort of conjures up the image of somebody who's really paranoid and irrational. And, you know, stocking up guns and, you know, building bunkers in the backyard and point a shotgun at somebody when they come up to your house. You know, it has that image of paranoia. That's definitely not me. As a matter of fact, it's not something that really necessarily enters into to my day-to-day life in a real significant way, in a way that anybody would really notice. But just so you know, I'm someone who likes the idea of being prepared. At some point along the way, I had a realization, and there's a lot of things that sort of play into this, but I'll sort of simplify it a little bit for the sake of time here. You have a realization at some point, many people do, that most of what keeps your day running smoothly and running normally and running as it always runs is nowhere near as resilient as we just all assume it to be. The things, the infrastructure that keeps your life running as you like it, or as you have grown accustomed to it, is very fragile. People don't really recognize this, because, by and large, you know, you go through your life, and most days are fine. You know, there's not a big deal. But nonetheless, it takes very little to really upset the little apple cart of society. This is where it begins to sound paranoid to a lot of people, and this is only because, it only sounds paranoid because most people just choose not to think about it. It's sort of an out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. Once you begin thinking about any of it, a lot of people immediately stop thinking about it because you reach some very uncomfortable conclusions with just how vulnerable you really are on a day-to-day basis. And for myself, I can't really remember exactly where it started. I mean, you know, you grow up in the 80s and you remember movies like Red Dawn, and everybody kind of has that little lingering paranoia in the back of their head if you're in my generation. But for the most part, we ignore it. It's not that big of a deal. For me, I think what it was the realization that the numbers of the world right now just kind of don't add up. The spreadsheet of planet Earth is not as tidy as I would like it to be, and as many people would like it to be. The reason I think that it sort of pays these days to be a little more paranoid, a little bit more put together in terms of being ready for anything that might come your way, is because the world isn't the way it was 20 years ago, and it's certainly not the way it was 50 years ago. Things are, for the most part, destabilizing. Now, there's one of those words that sort of strikes panic into people's minds that you've sort of gone off the deep in. But it's easy to back that up with numbers. I mean, we can sort of see what's happening globally, economically with Europe. You look at what's happening to Greece. Greece is kind of imploding a little bit. The reason all that's significant is because now that the entire global economy is all tied together, you really can't you can't avoid these major fluctuations that global economics are going to cause. I'm getting kind of vague here because I'm sitting in the parking lot and someone's doing something weird over there, and it's very strange. Anyway, yeah, obviously our economy's really bad. Something screwy's going on with the weather. I'm not going to get into the whole climate change versus other ideas. I'm not going to get into any of that. But I will say this. It's apparent to anybody with a brain that clearly something kind of weird's going on with the weather. I remember growing up, I mean, you didn't have a winter without a snow. And in the last few years, until this year, it had been like a decade or something since we had the sort of snows I remember growing up. You know, that in itself, not that big of a deal. The economy in itself, you know, economies fluctuate throughout time. But really what you have to look at is it's all these things put together. Not one issue or another issue or none of these things separately that I'm looking at that sort of makes me a little worried for the future. Well, that's a lie. I'm trying to phase it or trying to ratchet my words down so that I don't sound crazy. The truth is I'm actually very worried for the future. But I just try not to let it, you know, interrupt my day-to-day life. It worries me when you think about all the different factors right now that are sort of spinning around the drain. What does that mean exactly? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it's going to mean in the future. I'm going to talk a little bit more, I think, in another audio boo because I've got to go inside. But I'll talk a little bit about what it means to me to sort of be prepared. Instead of survivalism today, among the people that are really serious, good, intelligent, rational thinkers that sort of think like I do on these topics, the word you're going to hear isn't survivalism anymore. It's preparedness, which makes a lot more sense. But I'll talk a little bit more in the next one on what I do to sort of stay prepared, to sort of be ready for whatever comes my way. Am I ready for anything that comes my way? No, absolutely not. But I'm making an effort, and I'm sort of just trying to think, you know, what if? What if this happened? What if that happens? Can't let it consume your life, but everybody can make a couple of hours, you know, a couple of hours a month to sort of think through things and think things over and get yourself in a little bit better position. There's a podcast, a really popular podcast called The Survival Podcast. The guy's a little out there for me, but fascinating podcast with really good information. And the statement he always says is, I forget exactly how it is, but basically his tagline for the show is, for when times get bad or even when they don't, which is, I think, a good way of looking at it. Because being sort of preparedness-minded actually really helps you out just day-to-day. There's lots of good reasons to follow this stuff that don't have anything to do with emergencies. They're just kind of smart. But I'll talk a little bit more about it in the next one. Send me an email, isoban@gmail.com.